Today we are going to continue to dream big dreams, but to also think small. And today I want to focus on small steps. You see, many people dream big dreams, but they're not willing to take small steps towards their dream. And we should never despise small steps and the impact it can have on our lives. We read in the Bible in John 2, verse 5 to 8, and this is where Jesus performed his first miracle, where he turned water into wine at a wedding. And we read from verse 5, but his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby were 6 stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. So this is a wonderful miracle. It was the first one that Jesus performed. But the amazing thing for me about how this miracle happened was he led his disciples or the servants in steps. You see, Jesus told them to fill the jars with water. Now, to the natural mind, that won't make any sense. How is that going to turn water into wine? And the Bible says only after it got filled did he give him the second step. And eventually, the Bible goes on to say when they took the glasses to the MC, he was so surprised and he said, "This is the best wine we've had yet." So Jesus performed a wonderful miracle. But we learn from this that Jesus leads us in steps. And sometimes we should be willing to take small steps. Some of us want to know what step number 4, 5, and 6 are going to be, but we're not even willing to take step 1. And you see, Jesus won't show us all the steps because he wants us to trust him. He wants us to walk by faith. If we knew everything, there would be no need for the walk of faith. But he will give us the next step. And we should never despise the power of taking a small step of obedience. It will always lead to something significant. So small steps can become very powerful. We also read in Matthew 25, verse 23, the master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling the small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." So we just see here again, we should sometimes think small in the sense that we shouldn't despise the power of certain small things, including small steps. And I want to ask you today, what is your next step? Does God have a next step for you that he's put on your heart? Be willing to take it and don't despise it, even if it doesn't make sense to your natural mind and even if it seems like a small step. Dean Hawke said, "Success is the accumulation of consistent small steps in the right direction." So while we're dreaming big dreams and while we're having a big vision in our hearts, that is so important, we should also not despise small thinking and we should not despise the power of taking small steps. The Bible also tells us that God delights in the steps of a godly person. Not just the destiny, but the steps. So let's not despise the power of small steps today. You are highly favored and deeply loved.